It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Why GPS could keep its American accent. The global positioning system that guides car and handheld navigation devices was first set up by and for the U.S. military. Russia has its system. China and Japan have ones that don't yet cover all the Earth. But a project to end Europe's dependence on American GPS could run up against a budget axe. The European Union is taking a hard look this week at its longer-term spending, and its civilian-controlled Galileo navigation system could take a hit. Cyrus Farivar is senior business editor for the tech publication Ars Technica.
There's been a lot of discussion within the European Union as to why Europe needs this. Many European politicians feel that this is a way for Europe to sort of stand on its own two feet, to be autonomous, to not rely on the American GPS system. You know, what if it goes down? Where would they be then? But at the same time, a lot of people are worried about the ever-mounting costs of this program that seems to be burdened with promising too much and under-delivering.
The plan was for 30 satellites for Europe's GPS. It only has 4 working now.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com.
We're keeping the focus this week on the Internet of Things, going beyond websites to what some see as a new network of intelligent objects, devices that communicate with each other. Today it's something close to the heart, how medicine could be transformed by smart devices. Dr. Anthony Jones is at Philips Healthcare, a company that designs machines and software for hospitals around the world. He says a nurse could check on you 4 times a day, or there could be network machines that send data on your vitals in a constant stream to a master control.
If I now have a continuous monitor and I have that data going up into a central repository, I can write algorithms and put some intelligence into that repository that allows me to look for trends. So part of what the Internet of Things will allow is much more sophisticated, much more continuous monitoring.
Done right, this new era of monitoring could also help keep you from going into the hospital in the first place.
The entire industry is moving away from this concept that the most important thing is how quickly I can transport the patient from the location to the hospital, and now making a determination, can I in fact treat that patient here by having a connection back to a specialist?
Advances in wireless and medical tech will go even further, according to Ed Price at Georgia Tech's Institute for People and Technology.
So if you've got chronic blood pressure issues, maybe there's a blood pressure sensor in your seatbelt in your car. When there's an event that needs to be noticed by a care provider, so maybe, you know, a nurse at your medical center gets a notification, you know, Ed's blood pressure is way out of bounds today. Maybe you should check on him.
Experts say there are great opportunities and concerns if the technology invades privacy. You can find out more at marketplacetech.org. And for those of you with a persistent impulse to gesture at your TV, an Israeli company has just launched EyeSight, a way to control screens by gesturing with your fingers, no touching. It can work for tablet computers and in the car. Audio and navigation screens could also be controlled with small gestures. Be interesting to see how it reads the bigger gestures that sometimes happen behind the wheel. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.